Support for Tested comes from Duke Health, reminding listeners that COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, and can protect individuals and others from the virus. Together, communities can end this pandemic. Find sites for a free vaccine at DukeHealth.org.
This is Tested from WUNC, a look at how we're responding to the day's challenges in North Carolina and the South. I'm Liz Schlemmer. Teacher turnover, burnout, short-staffed schools. After 2 years in a pandemic, for many people, life is getting back to normal. But schools are not back to normal.
You can't teach in a building where you have only 75% of the adults that you need to actually fully staff the building. You just can't teach well.
One thing I've been hearing this year from educators is that teacher turnover is worse than most people realize. And you might already know something about it. Maybe you have a kid who doesn't have a qualified math teacher. Maybe you know a teacher who decided to switch careers. To get a broader view, I spoke with three local leaders of the North Carolina Association of Educators in Durham, Orange, and Rockingham counties about the problems and solutions. And they think the school staffing problem is being underestimated by a lot of us, including school board members.
Some of the board members are very, very worried about teacher retention when I talk to them. Others will say things like, well, is it actually that bad? And I'm like, well, you could wait and wait till the end of the year and then see. But, you know, from what I'm hearing, it's like everyone is interviewing for other jobs, looking for other jobs.
That's Christina Clark. She's a high school English teacher and the president of the Orange County Association of Educators.
Like, people don't say when they're looking for jobs or interviewing, you're just gonna find out later on that they're leaving. It's gonna be higher than people are even predicting, I think.
She personally knows more than 10 teachers who are leaving her school this year, some to retire early, some for a higher paying job.
There's this joke that people tell me, they're like, Christina, if you like want to make it, you're going to have to marry rich. If you're going to like be a teacher, you're going to have to marry somebody who makes some more than you. Like my male friends that work in teaching, they're never the breadwinners. I will tell you that, like their wives work in a job that makes plenty more.
Christina Clark is staying. That's her plan. But when I asked her if she's ever thought about leaving education.
Oh, yes. I probably consider leaving once a month.
How seriously?
Not that seriously. I have really good friends here. We have like a new building and it's lovely. And I'm teaching what I want to teach. But there are tons of factors. Like if I lose certain things, like the people that I love, that I work with, that's a huge blow to my psyche. And could make me want to leave.
She also says she feels privileged to be in a new building, to teach in Orange County. It's not the wealthiest school district, but it's wealthier than some.
We will always be able to attract people, I think, from the rural counties. But those rural counties, I don't know what they're going to do for staffing. I mean, if we're short-staffed, they're even like doubly short-staffed probably.
She wants the public to know what's up, and she wants solutions, things that will keep her colleagues in the classroom.
We like surveyed our members to see, you know, what would keep them here, and the top thing that they said was pay.
That's why school boards have turned to bonuses this year to keep staff. School districts have tens of millions of dollars in federal COVID relief aid to spend on a deadline, and many of them are directing at least some of that funding to retention bonuses. Orange County did. But in some counties, those bonuses have only come after teachers fought for them.
Organizations like NCAE, we fight for those things. And if we don't ask for those things, they're not always, like, seriously considered.
Malethea Spencer knows firsthand. She's a media specialist in an elementary school, and she's the president of the Rockingham Association of Educators.
At the October board meeting, our superintendent brought the idea that we should get a $250 bonus. They were going to split that bonus into two payments. That got everybody talking. It felt like a slap in the face. You know, we have jumped through all these hoops and have done so much since, the pandemic started. The $250 really felt like we were not valued at all as employees. And I just heard a lot of people that were so discouraged, wanting to leave. Because, nearby counties, they were getting more money.
Spencer is a native of Rockingham County. That's why she stayed there for much of her 26-year career in education. But she knows the county has to compete for teachers with higher-paying districts in every direction, including in Virginia. She says teachers could get a position across the border and see their salaries go up by $7,000, $8,000,
$9,000. We started circulating a petition asking for a $4,000 bonus for all employees. And within like a week's time, we got 300 signatures on the petition. People that I don't normally see, bus drivers, cafeteria employees, they came to the library to see me because they heard about it and wanted to sign because, we've really been struggling as far as, financially with pay and everything going around with COVID.
Some people emailed her their stories, including one single mom.
And I remember her story really touched me because she wrote what a struggle she was having, making ends meet, paying her rent, paying for gas to get to and from work, paying for child care. That was, she said, the one thing that would really help her in her situation was to, to get some bonuses, get a little more money.
That school employee was a teacher early in her career.
Starting salaries, for teachers are, in the 30,000s. And that's really hard if you're trying to get by on $30,000 and you have kids, it doesn't go really far.
Spencer tried to get that message across to the school board.
We want you to know the employees around the county are struggling to make ends meet. Struggling to work a second or third job when working at school is all-consuming. Please award us with a bonus that shows that you do respect us, your employees, and you wish to ease our burdens. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Then right there in that meeting, the Rockingham County School Board voted to give all school employees two $2,000 bonuses.
I felt that they really valued our opinion and that they want to retain good teachers. They want to, I felt supported by the school board. I think it has definitely increased the loyalty that we feel to the county. I've not been tempted to leave. But there again, this is my 26th year. And so, you know, I have every intention of, you know, staying in Rockingham County and finishing.
For Spencer, the bonus was a short-term solution that raised morale among educators in her county. They're still fighting for other things, like a pay raise for custodians, nutrition workers, and instructional assistants. Local teachers' associations across the state have asked for bonuses or modest pay raises for the lowest paid staff, and many school boards responded. They did in the counties of all the three teachers I spoke to. But teachers are also looking for longer term solutions. Here's Millie Rosen. She's a seventh grade math teacher and the secretary of the Durham Association of Educators.
I don't think any long-term solutions are on the county level. The biggest threats are coming from the state level and the lack of education funding as a whole.
She said she appreciates that the Durham School Board responded to petitions by the Durham Association of Educators and approved more than $4,000 in bonuses for full-time employees spread out over the school year.
I do think the school board is doing the best it can with what it has. You know, ESSER funds are limited both in the amount and in what they can spend them on.
But she's not sure those bonuses are enough to entice teachers to stay.
I'm extremely concerned. I have several colleagues right now that I know that are considering leaving just because it's been so overwhelming this year.
About 18% of teachers at Durham Public Schools have left so far this year. By the end of the year, the school district's human resources department estimates 1 in 5 teachers may be gone.
One thing that I think is true of a lot of educators is $1,000 is not going to be the difference between someone coming back to teaching and someone not. But, you know, retention bonuses are better than no bonuses. And I know the district is trying to keep people. I think it's just fighting an uphill battle.
But she says these problems with funding and staffing are nothing new. They make it hard to stay in teaching.
On a day-to-day basis, like, I wouldn't say it's that bad just because I love my kids. I try to focus on the positive. I love spending the day with them. It is always much easier to deal with 13-year-olds than adults, which a lot of people call me crazy for. But if you look at the big picture, it really is that bad.
All three teachers brought up things educators lost through policy changes: funding for TAs and professional development, pay for teachers with master's degrees, retiree health benefits.
Without more support and more resources, not just pay, but just, you know, resources in general, more staff in the buildings, personnel, school supplies, classrooms, updated buildings, all that kind of stuff. We can't do our job without that. We're not miracle workers. I think there are some people who have enhanced this rhetoric the last couple of years about teachers being like superheroes, and we're not superheroes. We're normal people that want to do our jobs, and we care about what we do, and we need the resources to do it well.
Rosen wants to be in the classroom for the long haul, but it's getting tougher.
I would really love to just teach math for 30 years. I don't know if it's going to be sustainable just because of all of those different factors that make it so difficult to do my job. And that's true for a lot of other people.
We'll look more at teacher turnover and its impact on schools and kids in an upcoming series on WUNC. I'm Liz Schlemmer.